The government already, since the start of this drought, has expended $86 million in trucking of water to those critically affected and to critical infrastructure. The cabinet would have approved $500 million in additional drought response, which will see $200 million being channeled through the offices of the members of parliament to be able to provide support in their constituencies. It will see $150 million of support going to all municipalities to ensure that they're able to respond in areas where the utility footprint is not, or rather outside of the utility footprint. And we'll see a further $150 million being sent to the National Water Commission for them to dedicate trucks to schools for back to school, to health centers and hospitals, and indeed to critical infrastructure, including the police stations, with a priority on those that are places of detention.